So 90% of the people that Abu Ghraib, though, not charged, brought in, just being held indefinitely.
And I think it's important to separate the category of detainees that we're talking about. 90% of the security detainees, the so-called terrorists, associates of terrorists, or individuals who may have information about terrorism, they are tagged as security detainees, and they're the ones who are being subjected to interrogation. The other part of the population is the Iraqi criminal population, small crimes, nonviolent crimes, looting, missing curfew. We had an effective release policy in place with my signature to release these prisoners after they'd served an appropriate amount of time. And even in those cases, probably 75 or 80% of those individuals didn't have a piece of evidence in their file that would hold them or convict them in a U.S. court. But the security detainees, there was no release process, effective release process in place for them.